Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, April 3rd edition. Hope you guys had a great weekend. We have a fun-filled 11-game main slate for you on DraftKings. Before we get to that, make sure you follow me on the Twitter there at BDEntrick, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. And I get all the good stuff there between my Quick Hits posts, my Bench with Bubba posts, my Bubba and the Bloom posts, anything I write for Gain of the Edge Fantasy. Make sure to check them out at Gaining the Edge on Patreon at patreon.com/GTE Fantasy. You get my Monday through Friday DFS cheat sheet. I have fab articles and more. Plus, all the guys, Simeone, Kurland, Jorge, are doing awesome work over there. Tons of great content each and every day to keep you going on this fantasy baseball season. Take out GTE Fantasy over there on the Patreon. Highly, highly recommend it for as low as $5 per month. Also, I have written content at Baseball HQ, Fantasy Pros, and much more. So check all the goodies there. But for now, we got 11 games on your main slate for you. Let's get cracking. Excuse me. Allergies are fun these days. All right, totals on this 11-game slate. You got the Philadelphia Phillies at the New York Yankees, total of 8. Rays Nationals, 8. Pirates Red Sox, 9.5. The Red Sox have been giving up runs everywhere. So we'll see how that one goes. Blue Jays Royals, 8.5. We'll talk about that game shortly. Braves Cardinals, 8.5. Orioles Rangers, 8. Tigers Astros, 8.5. D-backs Padres, 8. Guardians Athletics, 7.5. Angels Mariners, 7.5. Rockies Doyers, 9. I like that game for sure. Not sure I'd have the Red Sox Pirates as the highest on the game slate, but we have some fun to talk about. Let's get to it. Pitching on this 11-game slate, Nestor Cortez is coming off the IL. I'll wait patiently on that. Charlie Morton, I like, but I'll wait as well. I have a slew of kind of cheaper pitchers I really, really like. Brady Singer, slightly intrigued by, still passing. Let's get to the fun of this one. We have Reed Detmers, who should be uber popular. He's $8,200 at the Seattle Mariners. Mariners offense has been hit and miss this year. We know the talent's there for sure. I'm not going to discount that. Reed Detmers had the monster spring training. Velo up, spin rates up. Everything's great with Reed Detmers. We saw the great finish of 2022 with Reed Detmers. I think he's a great play tonight against Seattle. I think he's going to be very, very popular, so keep that in mind, but he's definitely on the table. Same comment. I mentioned it in Discord chats. Drew Rasmus, Jeffrey Springs, loved him on Sunday. Didn't take much to love him. It's simple. $7,800, great matchup, yada, yada. Drew Rasmussen's a really good one as well. I think Springs is a better pitcher than Rasmussen. Rasmussen's awesome. Like, he could duplicate what Springs did on Sunday, especially at the Washington Nationals. You got Rasmussen, $8,100 against a just god-awful Washington Nationals team. So love me some Rasmussen as well. And I think the guy that kind of gets overlooked in this little range here, because Detmers is going to be chalk. Rasmussen deserves to be chalk. George Kirby, at home against Los Angeles, Angels of Anaheim. Angels, you know, they had a coming out party on Saturday and won. They scored 11 runs in one inning, 13 in the total game. So just one inning went off. But they still did it. So that's fair. They put up some runs on Sunday as well. But they haven't faced a pitcher like George Kirby yet. They faced the Oakland Athletics. Let's be honest about this. George Kirby at $8,000 at home against the Angels. Very intriguing, especially as a pivot off of Rasmussen and Detmers. Now we got some more murky pitchers, and we land on Hunter Brown at $7,400 at home against the Detroit Tigers. Brown was battling some injuries towards the end of spring, made some bullpen sessions, got it together, didn't miss a start. Here he is, Monday, first start of the season, ready to rock and roll. Now there's some questions. We need to watch the news. Is he good to go? Full go. I know he's good to go. Is he a full go? Like, how many pitches are we talking about Hunter Brown? Because you're not paying a premium. You're paying $7,400 at home against the Detroit Tigers. Oh, the same Detroit Tigers team with Jeffrey Springs just carved up in Tampa Bay. Springs is better than Hunter Brown, don't get me wrong, but Hunter Brown has the skills to eventually be something of that level. So at $7,400, if he's a full go, that is an elite play. Should be chalky as well. But keep in mind on Hunter Brown. Now some contrarian plays. I want to say Aviato or Oviedo for Pittsburgh is in play at Boston. It takes a big kahunas to play that, but if you're in a big, big tournament, I at least give him I give him some insight. Like, I look at him. I pay attention to Oviedo at $6,800 for the Boston Red Sox. Or you can just say YOLO and punt. Cutter Crawford is a dude we loved last year. Started out great. Things kind of went off the rails for Crawford. He had a pretty decent spring. He's back in the rotation for now. He's only $5,800 versus the Pittsburgh Pirates. That's a cool spot to be in. So if you want to punt, I don't mind Crawford. Then you have Grove of the Los Angeles Dodgers. He's 56 versus Colorado. Colorado's bats have been pretty good. They didn't do anything on Sunday, but they played well over the weekend in San Diego. I'll give them that much. Grove coming up to make some starts here for some injured Dodgers in this rotation. Does pitch to a bit of contact. I will say that much. You got to be careful there. But at $5,600 and a chance of a W could be very, very nice. So perfect world. I'm just living in the Reed Detmers, Drew Rasmussen, and George Kirby land. That's all I want to live in a perfect world. If you need to go a little different, Hunter Brown, if a full go, is awesome. I like that a lot. And then if you want to save some scratch, it's Crawford and Grove for me. They're a dicey, but that's why they're $5,600 and $5,800. But if you're regular listeners of the show, this is what we do. We look for value. This is how we roll. So I think those are punt options for you. But again, primarily, these are discounts to me already. Detmers at 82, Rasmussen at 81, Kirby at 8,000, maybe some Hunter Brown at 74. I'm liking life in that scenario. All right, let's talk about the bats on this 11-game slate. Catcher's position. You know, John Gray's making the start for Texas. You know, that's fine and dandy if you want to stack Texas. They've been on fire, especially running. Ellie Rushman's having a great start to the season. He's $5,100. But I kind of want to save some cash. You got Salvi Perez at 48, MJ Melendez at 47 versus Jose Barrios. I like to attack him if I can tonight. The fact Barrios is $9,100 versus Kansas City. I know Kansas City struggled. I don't care who Barrios is facing. He's not $9,100, period. So Kansas City with Perez and Melendez is in play. If Mitch Garver gets to start, he double-donged on Saturday for Texas. He's $4,100 versus Bradish. I feel like they're going to want to start Heim, who I love, obviously. We'll get to him just for the fact that Baltimore's running wild. And Heim is a much better defensive catcher than Mitch Garver. So keep an eye on that one. Travis d'Arnaud hit fifth on Sunday, while Sean Murphy hit eighth. D'Arnaud's $3,800 versus Woodford. Pitched to contact Woodford, so that's in play. Sean Murphy's fit 36. Just watch the lineup there and see how that one unravels for both those teams. If you're fading George Kirby, Logan O'Hoppe is $3,100. He went deep on Sunday. Dude's bat is legit. I've been raving about him all preseason. But there's Jonah Heim. If he gets a start for Texas against Kyle Bradish, he's $2,900. And I know a lot of people like Bradish. That could be one you'll hear throughout the day at $6,900 as a punt. I get it, as Texas's bats have been kind of iffy, but they've also put up some big runs at times too. It's a better – I've been talking about their offense all preseason. I think Texas's offense is way, way more improved than people give them credit for. If you don't want to trust it and you want to go Kyle Bradish, I get it in a tournament. I'm not there because I just think I can live in that world I mentioned. But Bradish could be a contrarian GDP play. I will admit that much. But Jonah Heim at 29, if you're not using Bradish, is a value catcher I'm a fan of. Other than him, Jonah Heim, that is, not a ton. Gabriel Moreno's probably pretty solid there versus Weathers. Weathers shouldn't go deep into the game for San Diego. So you got a bunch of San Diego bullpen, but Moreno at 25. We know the bat plays for him. Few others. If Yainer Diaz makes the start for Houston, he's $2,200 versus Matthew Boyd. I think that's a fun spot. Diaz is a great bat. I'm a big, big fan of what we're seeing from him as well. So a couple cheap options if you need him on this slate at catcher. First base position, though, you got like Shohei's always in play. He went deep on Sunday. If you need to pay up, you can. But Freeman at 57 versus Feltner, the Dodgers, rightfully so, should be very popular on this slate. If you need to be different, though, plenty of options. Like CJ Cron's already got 3 home runs outside of Coors this year. He's 52. Matty Olson, I love at 49. He had double dog on Saturday. $4,900 for his pitch to contact Woodford. That's a great spot for Olson, especially if people are considering Cron and Freeman. Get a discount with Matty Olson in a great matchup. Always a fan of that scenario. Going down to the mid-fours and below, though, Jake Cronenworth, first base, second base. I'm not a big Ryan Nelson fan for Arizona. I think he pitches to too much contact as well. So I like Cron at 45 is in play. I wish Cleveland was not in Oakland. I'm still a fan of this Cleveland game tonight because James Caprillion just not that great to me. So you got Josh Bell at 44 if you need him. There's better plays. Like, if you, again, if you're not like Kyle Bradish, Nathaniel Lowe is $4,200. That's pretty enticing. Jose Abreu at 42 versus Boyd, both pretty decent values. If you believe Jose Barrios gets shellacked like I do, Vinny P at 39 is outstanding. That's a really strong spot. If you're fading Weathers in San Diego, Christian Walker's only 38. So there's a ton of options. Like I mentioned earlier, when I was with you guys last week, there's a lot of first and start, second pitchers. We're at the back end of the rotations now. So there's a lot of offense to pick from on a slate like this. Josh Naylor, boy of mine, 35 hundo versus Caprillion. That is outstanding value if you just want to punt the position. I'm a fan of that. I don't think you need to. There's some guys a little higher that I'm a bigger fan of, but I love Josh Naylor. If you don't think Oviedo gets it done for Pittsburgh, Tristan Cassis is $2,600. That's one of the better values you'll see probably on the entire slate. And I haven't even gone through half the positions. But Tristan Cassis at $2,600, I love it. I'm a big fan of Cassis this year. He had a pretty nice weekend, especially Sunday, driving him some runs. At $2,600, he doesn't have to do a ton. And that's what makes it such an intriguing play. Second base position for you, Simeon's fine if you're fading Bradish. But you can go a little lower here. Ozzie Albies versus Woodford at 46. Cronenworth at 45. I prefer Albies in that bunch. Both not too shabby. Brendan Donovan continues to rake. He's facing Charlie Morton, so I'm a little hesitant there. I'd rather have Andrés Giménez at 4K, save $100. Better matchup versus Caprillion. But I will admit, Donovan is crushing it. Second base, third base, leading off, playing well. But I think I'll save a hundo. Better matchup, Andrés Giménez in that scenario. A little farther, like Brandon Lau is a guy I don't use a lot, but I do mention him in tournaments from time to time. Missed Sunday's game with like a hurt big toe or something. It's supposed to be back on Monday. Great matchup for Trevor Williams in the Nats. So if you're feeling frisky in a tournament, Brandon Lau at 37, not the worst thing you can do. Be 100% honest with you there. Adam Frazier swinging a really good bat to start the season for Baltimore. He's $3,200 versus Gray. Not a must. He's not a ton of power. He did go deep on Sunday. More of a batting average, get on base, maybe steal a bag, score some runs. He has to accumulate. So maybe more cash for Frazier than tournaments. Unless you're stacking Baltimore, then Adam Frazier comes into play for you in that scenario. Going down below 3K, though, I love Whit Merrifield at 29. I know it's been a slow start for Whit, but he's second base outfield against Brady Singer, $2,900. Pretty nice price tag in that game. Orlando Arcia should be starting, batting ninth for Atlanta. He's second base shortstop at $2,700 versus Woodruff. Massey of Kansas City, he's hitting fifth on Sunday. He's hitting premium spots in the order like that, and you want to stack against Jose Barrios. Massey at 25 is a steal. He's cash game viable. Great piece of a Kansas City stack as well. Third base, J-Rams in play at 6K versus Caprillion, of course, but don't mind Devers at 59 versus Oviedo. Machado, if you're stacking San Diego, is not bad either. I kind of want Devers in that scenario for $100 more, but both aren't bad. You got Austin Riley if you're picking on Woodford at 5,200. You know, Breggs is there. I like that Riley price tag at 52, though. If you're paying above 5K, that stands out pretty, pretty nice. Going down farther, though, low fours into the threes. Brendan Donovan still there at 41. Mentioned him. If you're fading Reed Detmers, you love to get some Eugenio Suarez versus left-handed pitching. So you get Suarez at 4K. You hope Detmers struggles. Boom goes dynamite. GPP only, but I see the appeal, especially if Detmers is chalky. You get like a two- or three-man Seattle stack, and if Detmers blows up, you can have some fun for sure. Alec Baum at 36, maybe. Got Nolan Gorman down here at 32. He double donged on Sunday, so that is a little bit intriguing. And he's been hitting decent. He's still striking out a lot, but hitting decent to start the season. I just like Charlie Morton too much, but at $3,200, I'll at least mention him to you. Josh Jung hit his first home run of the season on Sunday. He's only $2,800 versus Kyle Bradish. That is a great value in a tournament. In a tournament, let me be clear, great tournament value in Josh Jung. Elias Montero for Colorado at 27 hundo. He's been a great start to the season. We know there's pop in that bat. They're letting him play every day. Good spot there versus Grove at 2,700. So I like that with Montero as well.
There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed. And that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When it comes to weight management, we tend to put our focus on what we eat. But Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. And that's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. Try Noom today and see the results for yourself. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And then probably nothing else at third base. Shortstop position for you, though. We got Trey Turner is always worth a look at 59. Bogaerts is swinging it pretty well to start the season. He's 55 versus Nelson if you're stacking San Diego. Not a one-off, but in a stack, yes. O'Neill Cruz at 53, I like for Cutter Crawford. Because if Cutter Crawford struggles, then Cruz probably did something. If he also struggles, that's more early Boston bullpen, which is not that great. So O'Neill Cruz at 53 is a really good tournament play. Jeremy Pena at 5K versus Boyd, not too shabby either. I prefer Cruz, or you save money. And you got Bobby Witt Jr. at 4,800 versus Jose Barrios. Wander Franco is having a good start of the season. He's gone deep, couple stolen bases. He's been a cash game guy for me for years, just not a tournament guy because I just don't believe in the ceiling for him. He's showing a great floor and a little bit of a ceiling right now. So if you want to in tournaments, you can. I think he's a great cash game play at 4,700 against Trevor Williams. So I like Wander Franco in both formats, preferably cash over tournament, but both play quite well. If you're fading Kyle Bradish, you got Corey Seager at 46 in your stacks. That's not too bad either. Farther down the list, though, below 4K. I like Kiki Hernandez, Enrique Hernandez versus lefties more than righties. You went deep on Sunday versus lefty, 3,500 in a Boston stack. Sure, I'm not all in on that, but I could see the appeal. But as usual, year after year, it feels like you have a few punts at shortstop. For the most part, you're paying up. Like, I kind of want to be Corey Seager and up if I can at the shortstop position. Outfield for you, though, Judge went deep for the second time of the season. He's 6,400 versus Tyon Walker. You got Acuna. You got Otani. You got Acuna, though. I keep playing him. He's 6,200 bucks. He's just a beast. He just accumulates. You got Betts at 61. That's fine, too. I prefer Acuna. Both really good options if you need them. Below 6K now, you got Juan Soto's there. J-Rod, if you're fading Detmers, is very intriguing. Cedric Mullins went deep again on Sunday. This boy is stealing bags. He's hitting bombs. He's looking for another 30-30. He's 5,400. Give me some of that. Stanton hit his second home run of the season. He's 52 versus Taijuan Walker, so that's not too shabby for tournaments as well. I mentioned if you're fading Cutter Crawford, I mentioned O'Neill Cruz earlier. You got Brian Reynolds at 51. So a lot of expensive, like Ryne Rosarena hit his first home run of the season on Sunday. He's 51 versus Trevor Williams as well. Going down below 5K now. You know, Hunter Renfro's there in your stacks, but Anthony Santander, if you're fading Gray, and we talked about Mullins and some other options, Santander's for the O's are expensive, but Santander at 48 is intriguing. Taylor Ward, if you're fading Kirby at 47, is a dude. Oh, Yoshida's been swinging it really well. No home runs yet. Multiple hits, runs scored, RBIs. He's 4,600 bucks for Oviedo, so he's a guy to keep an eye on as well. Going to the low fours and moving in to the threes. Not a ton of the low fours, so go to the threes. Austin Hayes is there if you're really stacking Baltimore. Not a must play by any means. Dalton Varsho is only 3,800 versus Brady Singer. I don't want to attack Brady Singer, but if you are, a $3,800 Dalton Varsho is pretty awesome. Be 100% honest, it's pretty sweet. Michael Harris II is only 3,800 bucks versus Woodford. That's awesome. That's one I'd like to get my hands on. I played me some Edward Olivares on Sunday. He went deep, had an RBI knock as well. He's only 36 versus Jose Barrios, so that is in play as a cheaper option for you. Going down to the lower three range for you, though, we got Seth Brown versus Plesac. Plesac sucks, so I don't mind a one-off with Seth Brown. We did that a lot last year in certain matchups. We know that the opposing starting pitcher is just that god-awful. Like, you don't want to stack the A's, because when did the whole A stack ever pay off? Not very often. But one-off with guys like Seth Brown, who's got power and speed at $3,200, definitely comes and play in tournaments. I like that quite a bit in tournaments for a one-off type situation, especially to differentiate your lineups. Mitchell went Merrifield earlier at 29. He's in play for me. Man, Corbin Carroll just can't get it going just yet. James Outman at 28. He stole a bag on Sunday. Great spot versus Felder. So Outman at 28. I like that a lot. If Josh Lowe makes the lineup for Tampa Bay, he's 28 versus Trevor Williams. So he's in play for you as well. You got Robbie Grossman at 26 versus Bradish for your Atlanta stacks. Farther down you look, though, there's a ton this time of the year. Like, Eddie Rosario is only 23 versus Woodford if he gets to start. That's pretty juicy. Kyle Lewis is at a slow start to the season, but every time the D-backs have faced a lefty, he starts at DH. So if he's leading off and starting at DH like he has been, he's $2,300 versus Ryan Weathers. So that's a punt tournament play for you as well. And there'll be plenty more. There's a ton of names down here. Just kind of like, they're not everyday guys. They're like 2 out of 3 day guys type situations. So check your lineups. You're going to get a lot of outfield value if you really, really are looking for it. Recapping your pitching for you here, I told you, like, you can go certain directions up top if you're really feeling it. But I just got my window in the middle. I'm a big fan of Reed Detmers at 82. Should be popular. You got Detmers at 82, Drew Rasmussen at 81, Kirby at 8K. Don't mind some Hunter Brown at 74. That's kind of where I want to live, especially those 8K guys I mentioned, those three of them. Throw in some Hunter Brown. If you need to punt, though, Cutter Crawford, Michael Grove, but I'm not in love with it. I'd almost rather take the chance with Johan Oviedo at $6,800, even though he's $1,000 more than Crawford and $1,200 more than Grove. I think there's a little more upside there, but Crawford and Grove have shown it. Like, Crawford has for sure shown it. So if you need to, you can. I just prefer the little 8K range. I'm a big, big fan of that option. Now, if you're stacking on the flip side and you want to get real contrarian, you can go Rockies versus Grove. I do not hate that. Same with Pittsburgh versus Crawford. But what I'm looking at is Atlanta versus Woodford, love it. Dodgers versus Felder, love it. Those should both be kind of popular. Fair, easy. Texas versus Bradish, I think it'll be contrarian. It's because Bradish has gotten so much hype this spring that I think people are buying into it, and it could be good. I'm not saying he's not. But, like, we've kind of had this ride with Bradish. And if he proves me wrong, great. I'll keep attacking him, I think, until he really proves me wrong. So that's an option there with Texas. Could be a contrarian look. Tampa Bay versus Washington. Tampa Bay rarely blows up, but it's a great spot versus Trevor Williams. San Diego versus Ryan Nelson, I like a ton. I think that's because Ryan Nelson's not good. I wish Oakland was better because Plesac sucks, but like one else like Seth Brown aren't bad. Cleveland versus Oakland's not bad either. But what we're really doing, folks, let's go Royals. Let's go Royals. They're facing Jose Barrios. Let's go Royals. Let's make this bad boy happen. But more importantly, if you have any questions, I'm on Twitter at BDEntry again. Come see us over at Gain of the Edge Fantasy, patreon.com/GTE Fantasy. As low as $5 a month, you get a ton of content. $10, you get even more. $20, you get it all. So check out all that good stuff. You get my daily Monday through Friday DFS cheat sheets. You get a ton of great content, the streaming stuff from Simeon, Curlin, and Jorge Montanez, and much, much more. Great content there. Bench with Bubba podcast coming at you once or twice a week. Check that out. Bubba and the Bloom coming at you once or twice a week as well. Plus the First Pitch podcast I'm doing with Pitcher List. I got written content at Baseball HQ, Fantasy Pros outside of Game of the Edge Fantasy. So check it all out. And where you can find it all for sure is on my Twitter at BDEntrick, BDENTREK. Last but not least, if you listen to any of my podcasts, any of them, if you guys give them a rate and review on iTunes, I truly would appreciate it. And if you're watching them on YouTube, subscribe, like, that is awesome as well. But more importantly, folks, enjoy your Monday, April 3rd. If you're into golf, the Masters is this week. The Always Pressing PGA DFS podcast will have you covered as well. But good luck, everybody. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow. But for now, this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, April 3rd edition. I'm out.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/get100 and use code GET100. That's code GET100 at prizepicks.com/get100 for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.